listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help a leader lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Cross, the general editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. What a wonderful special focus we have today. The title is Jesus Lives and You Can Too. You know, the resurrection of someone from the dead just seems impossible, but except for Jesus. There's a lot of evidence that points to the reality that Jesus rose from the dead, and we know that. This is something that we have based our faith on, and as believers, we know that Jesus overcame death, and he gives eternal life to us. So that's what our lesson is about today. This lesson is from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10.
All right, so our point for today is rest confidently in the resurrection of Christ. So this is certainly an exciting day, an exciting time. Why is this? The first point, the angel said it. So let me read the first five verses. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to the tomb. There was a violent earthquake because the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards were so shaken by fear of him that they became like dead men. The angel told the women, "Don't be afraid, because I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified." All right, so the angel said it. Jesus lives and we can too. And so it's powerful to think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we certainly need to know why we believe this. How in the world, in a modern society like we live in, can people actually think that something like this could have happened? Well, here are some of the evidences that we can point to really affirm the fact that we know this. And the first is the testimony of an angel himself, that these women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, went to the tomb, and an angel was there, and the angel declared himself that Jesus had risen from the dead. And so this is quite a picturesque and powerful scene. And so great for us to think about this on this Resurrection Sunday. What are you thinking about, Christina?
Well, Mark, you know, I'm thinking here we have Mary Magdalene and the other Mary coming to the tomb. And what do they see? They see an angel. What a wonderful witness this is for them to experience something so supernatural, and to be included in this moment in history when the resurrection of Christ is going to take place. You know, the resurrection of Christ, you know, that is going to be a subject of joy for all of God's children. And we should rejoice in it forevermore, that this is proof that we're seeing right now. We're seeing proof that Jesus rose from the dead.
So I would just say the more incredible the issue, the more incredible the sign we need to see. Because people can explain away some things, they try to explain away some things about the resurrection. And even in Jesus's day, they tried to explain away some things about the resurrection. But an angel you cannot explain that away, right? So the angel is an incredible sign. And I would just say that when God is doing incredible things, then we ought to, then sometimes God will send an incredible sign so that we can know for sure that it's him doing these things and talking. So I think about this when God called me to leave my church that I pastored in Virginia for 26 years to come here to Lifeway. And I will tell you, if I had the time to tell the story, God showed me incredible signs and wonders that I could not explain in order to convince me that it was him talking and not just a thought in my mind. And so sometimes when God is doing something big, he will bring incredible signs, not just things that are coincidental that we could that somebody else might say, well, that's a coincidence. No, the angel is not a coincidence. The angel is an incredible manifestation of what God is doing in this moment. And so these two sisters came to the tomb and saw an angel, and the angel talked to them, "Don't be afraid, because I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified." Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Well, and so maybe a question or conversation in our classes could be, what incredible signs have you seen when God wanted you to do something different or go into a certain direction in your life? An incredible sign that cannot be explained away. All right. So second thing, not only is the fact that the angel said it, but we also know that the grave showed it. The grave showed it. And so let me start reading here at verse number 6. "He is not here, for he is risen just as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is coming ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Listen, I have told you." So there it is. So the grave showed it. So the angel said it, but then they had to look inside the grave. They knew what happened on Friday, that Jesus had died, that they had rushed him off of the cross, laid him in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, sealed him for the remainder of the Sabbath. And so they're not able to come back until Sunday morning. And so when they come on Sunday morning after the Sabbath is over, what do they find? The grave is empty. The grave is empty. And I can attest to this. I've been to Israel. I've been in the tomb, and I'll give my own witness. The grave is empty. What are you thinking, Christina?
And that's right, Mark. And in Israel, we can see many graves and tombs. There's a lot of them there. Even I believe they have the tomb of Rebecca, the tomb of David, the tomb of Absalom. And whether these individuals who lived are actually there, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that they have a place where they could be. But there's no tomb for Jesus anywhere. You know, his resurrection is the key to our faith. That's what I said earlier. His resurrection is the basis for what we believe. So when you're thinking about Jesus rising from the dead, we can have confidence that one day we will also rise from the dead. And this also helps us to know once and for all that he's not a false prophet, he wasn't an imposter, that he is the ruler of God's eternal kingdom. The resurrection is the basis for our faith. And it's also the basics for our witness to the world. Jesus is the human leader who died, was buried, and rose again from the dead that we may have eternal life and live with our Father forever.
So in preparation for your class, I would think that it would be great to look at all of the Gospels as they record this instance to see here's a physical some physical evidence, the empty tomb. What other physical evidence was there? So one writer will talk about the fact that his clothes were right there in the same spot. And one writer talks about the fact that the napkin that covered his face was right there, folded to the side. And another writer talks about the fact that other dead people got up from the grave and were walking around Jerusalem. Come on. So put all of these together and think about these many physical manifestations and about the and evidences of the resurrection. So one is supernatural, the angel. The second is physical. We see it in the grave, and the third is personal. Let me call it personal, because ultimately the witnesses shared it. Let me read these last verses 8. Through 10. So departing quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, they ran to tell his disciples the news. Just then, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus told them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." So there it is. So we get the fact that the witnesses shared it. Now, notice in verse number 8, it starts out by talking about the fact that they went with fear and joy. Joy because they had heard that Jesus had risen from the dead. But let's dig into that fear issue just a little bit. Fear, because it was an angel talking to them. Yeah. So that's part of the fear. When's the last time you had an angel talk to you and tell you to do something? So that's part of the fear. But the other part of the fear, don't forget to go back into your digging deeper on page number 53. And talk about where it says courageous commitment. And it talks about women in that society and how they were not, they were second class citizens and not allowed to interact with men in public forums. And so they had to be brave and overcome their fear of cutting across their cultural norms in order to do this thing that the angel had declared. So the fact that they shared it says, one, they're eyewitnesses, but it also says that what they saw was so compelling that they were willing to overcome their fear, cut across the traditions of their day in order to tell it to somebody else. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, Mark, and the reason that women were chosen to witness this open grave, this empty grave, you know, we don't know. But you're right, it's something that God had done in the lives of two special women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They were included in this wonderful event, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so like them, I would be experiencing the same emotions, fear, happiness, joy, the privilege of knowing that I'm part of this and that Jesus is alive. And so, you know, I read something that Spurgeon, the pastor years ago, said. He said that some Christians travel to heaven so slowly that they're overtaken by their faults, and sometimes they may fall asleep or they may even be tempted by the enemy. But he who is Christ's running footman shall meet his master while he is speeding on his way. In other words, the women went quickly. And because of that, or maybe not because of that, but while they were going, they met Jesus along the way. And they said, rejoice, because there was their Lord and Master right in front of them.
All right. Wow. This is just amazing. This is just amazing. And so think about this, my friends. What would you do if somebody that you loved and you knew died appeared to you and told you to tell something to somebody else? We would go, huh? With joy. We're excited that our loved one is back, but with fear as well. Joy and fear. So what a great and powerful example and reminder of this for each one of us. And don't forget to have a discussion about what the resurrection means for each one of our lives. It is not just a story to tell, but the power behind the resurrection is the power for each one of our lives. Because he is risen from the dead, we too can rise from the dead. Paul says, and I want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And so what a magnificent change we can make in this world. If we would be like these women and share this message, go tell my brothers, huh, that he will see you in Galilee. It's a great, great lesson. So we want you to hold on. If you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a few moments, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip today. And I just want to remind each of you that you can get your copy of the You Bible Study at lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban, ethnic forward, culturally sensitive Bible study material. It comes in paper and digital formats, has a teacher's guide in the back of the book, daily Bible passage readings, has a beautiful leaders pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody and opportunities for families to discuss the Word of God together around the dinner table. All right, so Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today, it fits right with our lesson, encourage invitations. Since this session has a strong evangelistic focus, encourage your class members, encourage the learners to invite others to join them for class, especially those that they've been praying for, friends and relatives who are not saved. Remind them that Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and he has commissioned us to do the same. So this is an opportunity for us to respond to that command that Jesus gave us. And encourage class members to pray for the guests that they bring, and then encourage them to look for opportunities to discuss Christ and his resurrection after class. And as you continue in your daily chores or your life from day to day. That's the teaching tip for today.
All right. Thank you so very much. And happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody. Hope you have a great weekend and a great Bible study. Join us again for the You Bible Study Podcast, friends, because you never know where God will take you.